I have not, I haven't sat my so-called down. I have not. I did this exactly as you told me and sat down and let everything else go except getting this mail to the brother. And I'll call the sister at some point when all I got in person, Maswas, before I'm having a mess, because I'm belied, Mama, moving today, so.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay, well, why don't you dial the number now?
I have to go down. Do you have it?
Just a minute,
sir.
Yes, ma'am. What about Brother Anthony Mama so-called Jabari's daughter? So-called daughter?
She's still in the foster home. Anthony Mama so-called Jabari had phoned last night to check in. And I got in the person, my Swastika Farm, and my son, Belize Muhammad, had him to phone in at the time. Anthony so-called Larry called him. We all three spoke. But anyway, the brother had to spend the night. He let us to know that the ID thing at the dwelling where he is, and so he and the sister had to get a motel room. She has applied for it, but she hasn't received the ID yet. So I'm just letting you know.
Oh, what, they don't let you in there with no ID?
You can only stay a certain amount of days. I think it's, 15 days as, a guest. And then with no ID after a certain time at night, if you're not there, you cannot get in.
Oh, if you're not there.
Yes, sir. I asked my mama, so-called Donna. I went over to visit him when I was at my so-called mother's, and I had to. It happened to me, so I know this to be the truth.
Oh, you mean after you go out, you can't get back in?
No, yes, sir. And it's after a certain time.
With no ID, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. What, they come around to the rooms and knock and ask you if you got ID?
No, sir. It's after a certain time of night. Even if you're visiting, if you come back in and you don't have ID, they will not let you up.
That's what I just said. If you go out and you try to come back in, you can't get back in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm pleased that I got it. So they spent the night, just like when you're raising somebody out of bowel movement, you don't sit them back in bowel movement.
Yes, sir.
That's why they found that this is a fact. That's why Master Wallace E. Muhammad raised the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad away from his environment. That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad also left the environment of the area of where he was raised up at.
Yes, sir.
Because that automatically gives you a chance. That's like being away from a place allows you, or sitting up in the grandstands, you're allowed to see all the so-called faults that a person make on a football field.
That's right.
You can see moves that could have been made.
That's right.
But you see a lot better. But you cannot see a lot better when you're down there in the madness.
That's true.
You have to get off the merry-go-round. That's why when people come into these places, these hidden universities and junior highs and stuff, or these hidden junior highs, which are called schools of correction or YA, youth authorities and different things, they're able to see the trick that they were put into out there on the merry-go-round, reaching for the brass ring that they thought was gold.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Just riding as a pony, just riding in the cars, riding around, or whatever motivation form of transportation that they have is a symbolic. And on the cycle that they're all with the music playing, is that they're dancing to the Pied Piper song.
Yes, sir.
And they're leaning over trying to reach for this ring that they told them was gold when anybody that's really out of their reach. But if anybody reached it, we'd find out that it's just a brass ring.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
I have the number here.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, somebody can dial that number just to see where the mentality is at. I don't necessarily have. Oh, just go ahead, dial it.
You want me to dial it on this phone or call on another
one? Dial it on that one.
Okay, yes, sir. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Told her not to. That's when we were in Dixon. A lot of the person, Maswaski, Fire Muhammad, Messi, Masana, Balaji Muhammad. I thought that I had written that to you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, all praise due to Allah, God, and the person of the Master, what a teacher of Allah, Muhammad, especially for the mission of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Well, whatever.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, whatever on that particular thing. But okay, all praise due to Allah, God, and the person of the Master, what a teacher of Allah, Muhammad, especially for the mission of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, where are we right now?
I am Sir Muhammad Sokar Donna. I was downstairs writing. I spoke with Miss Ellen McBrown this morning. She was just calling. She said that she was dialing the number wrong and whatnot. And at the time, probably while she was dialing, I was tearing my room up again trying to find that so-called Benny's address, which I did find, so I glued it to the wall. With security on top of security on top of security. And as I said, I was taking from the tape and writing the brother a letter and getting the other things that is already written together and putting packages to mail to him.
Well, let me ask you a question here. The telephone that you all have, it doesn't have no memory banks in none of it?
Sir, Allah God and the person, Maswaski, Father Muhammad, and Messenger of Allah, Elijah Muhammad, I have not had the chance to sit down and do that, sir, and doing other things, just taking care of the house, helping with the children and things, sir, and I just, and nobody else has done it. That's all. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, I can say this here, that a person can take and write addresses down on 100 pieces of paper, because we do it here in these places here, and we make sure the matter, we put one in the garbage can, put one in a book, put one everywhere.
That's exactly what Allah God and the person, Maswaski, Father Muhammad, Messenger of Allah, Elijah Muhammad, had me doing, sir. I just didn't have the book. It was in a file folder. It was not in the book. Now it's in the book where all the other brothers' numbers are, sir.
Well, yes, ma'am, whatever. So what did Miss so-called Ellen Mae Brown have to say?
It was just general, and she said just that she loved everybody and was thinking about us. It was nothing special. Then after I'm having so-called Tracy call for the hospital number, so I got off the phone with her.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Did they say, what did y'all was telling me something yesterday about somebody, about the vehicle of Brother Anthony so-called Benny Powell?
Where he had said that he wanted so-called Bonnie to get his car from, he said, so-called Pat has it.
Yes.
And he didn't want her to have it. He wanted Bonnie to get it for him.
But she told me something else happened about the car.
Oh, that she had, the other female, the one that was supposedly named, the so-called Lydia or somebody, I don't know either one of them, really, but that she supposedly had beat her up and took the car from her.
From the Lydia?
Yes, sir.
Then is that Pat, his so-called son's mother,
yes,
is still
sir.
Up here?
Yes, sir. I guess so. I don't know, really. But I know so-called mother, the last that I had talked to her about it, she was saying that so-called Pat was coming by the farm off and on, you know, that they would hear from her either on the phone or something, she said. But since she's had the car, she hasn't heard from her.
Oh. Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, I praise Jesus, our God, and praise the Master of our teacher, our mom, especially the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Well, you said, and so the secretary said that the attorney wasn't going to be in until after 10.
He was at 10:30. You want me to try to call him right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. Yes, is Mr. Pimento in?
Can I ask who's calling?
And this is Ansarel Muhammad, so-called Lorraine.
Okay. He's in with a client. Can I take a message for him?
Okay, I have Ansarel Muhammad, so-called Willie Brown, on the phone, and he's incarcerated, and you know there's a time limit on it, so he just needs to speak to him briefly.
Okay, who do you have on the phone?
The mayor, his client up here in the jail up here, Ansarel Muhammad, so-called Willie Brown. Taking the picture?
Is this Master J?
Yes, sir.
Sajala Lahu.
Sajala Lahu.
found out from the, I called FTA and they said that they were not the ones. I got a call into the U.S. Attorney's Office. He called me when I was in court this morning and I have a call back into him. It is possible that it was the probation department getting ready to put your, you know, the package together for your supervision when you get out. Did they identify themselves as ATF agents?
No, they were marshals, U.S. marshals.
U.S. marshals. Okay, that's because you're going to get out.
Oh, that's what they took that picture for?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I'll confirm that with them. But, I have a call into the U.S. attorney, and then now that you tell me it was U.S. marshals, I am quite sure that what it is, see, you're about ready to get out, and they're trying to get the whole, they want to know where you're going to be living and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, for support of your supervision?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, if you find out, let me know something, then, you know, because just to come up and take a picture like that, then, you know, that makes a person...
Oh, absolutely.
...have a tendency to kind of trip in the cell walking back and forth, because I asked him, I said, what is this about? You know, then, like, other people told me that if I shouldn't have let him take a picture, because they had a court order or something to take a picture or anything, if you know, under that circumstance, yeah. I didn't know, so that's why I called to you.
No, I'm pretty certain that all it is because they're fixing to let you out, they got to know, you know, they got to have current picture because they don't have one, it's, you know, it's 2 years old, so that's probably what they're doing. But I'll confirm it, and I will call Sister Lorraine, and then I will be in to see you on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have some more literature to pass out. But okay, but what I wanted to say, too, is that, they moved Jamal.
To back east Springfield?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but now what I really want to be sure to let her know as soon as you know something, because I have people calling back and forth from here to there.
I got you.
Okay.
It'll be done this morning.
Okay, Sajalahu.
Sajalahu.
Sajalahu. Okay, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What?
Sir? Sir?
I didn't know where they came up. They didn't come up and say that.
Yes, sir.
You know, but I know they probably do have to have a picture for different things, like when you get out for your supervision, over supervision, supervising over you.
Yes, sir.
You'll know what you look like now.
Yes, sir.
And not then.
Yes, sir.
And where you're going to be.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it due to allow God, the prison master, while he's found, I'm especially for the message of Azan bin Elijah Muhammad. What I was going to ask you is this here. How is the environment around the house?
It seems to be, you know, everything seems to be moving along a little better off and on, and then sometimes it may seem like, you know, the different little things.
But you know, you got to understand this. If the Holy Apostle, and if Moses, and Lot, and Abraham,
yes, sir,
and Noah,
yes, sir,
and all these peoples, and Job's, and all the religious peoples, and if God even had problems with the peoples, who in the hell do you think you are?
Oh, that's true. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Who's that?
That's the so-called Donna.
Where has she been somewhere?
She went downstairs to check on
the Lazarus, so-called Monique's baby girl.
Oh, yeah. I was just telling the sister. I asked the sister, how is things around the house? She was telling me, just kind of sister, but I was telling her, I said this, a lot of God in the prison, that's about the people, I'm the messenger, but I'm going to allow me to say this. If Noah, Abraham, Lot, and Jesus, so-called Jesus, and all of the holy peoples, including God, had trouble with the peoples, who in the hell do you think you are?
That's right, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well.
You think that it's going to be all so-called peaches and cream for you, but it's peaches and cream for God?
No, sir.
So when a person, that brother said, well, please, I just can't take it no more, and this way and that way, well, most surely I can understand that particular point because Allah God or Jehovah Yahweh or whatever he wanted to be said he couldn't take it no more and just did away with everybody.
Allah God, the person, Master Wallace, defied Muhammad, Messenger Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control into Master J, Master, so there's work to be done and got to get up and do the work. That's all there is to it. That's
well, there's work to be done, but when it's time to be done, everybody has to know what type of timetable, and Allah God, the person, Master Wallace, defied Muhammad, has the timetables, and we are not aware of the timetable, then in actuality, we can't push that hard.